How tough do you have to be to pull a fire engine by hand in a blizzard? It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, the show that fights fire with water. I'm Brady. It's Wednesday, May 4th, International Firefighters Day, and today we have the story of a firefighter whose story has been told for centuries. That would be Molly Williams of New York City. We don't know a whole lot about Williams' life, only that she was a black woman who had been enslaved by a man in New York. He worked as a merchant, but also sometimes volunteered at Oceanus Engine Company No. 11 in Lower Manhattan. This is before New York City had an organized fire department, hence the volunteers. Because he worked at the fire station, Williams also worked there. It's been said she served as the firehouse cook, but that wouldn't be her only assignment there. In 1818, the city was facing both a blizzard and an outbreak of influenza. That had knocked most of the regular volunteers at the fire station out of commission. They were too sick to fight fires, which is, of course, when there was a fire call. So it was Williams who rose to the occasion. She joined the few regular volunteers who were able to pull the pumper to the site, which they had to do by hand, and she filled the engine with water by hand in a blizzard. For all that, Molly Williams became known at the station as Volunteer Number 11. And while many of the details of Molly Williams' life may have been lost to history, her impact is still with us. She's believed to be the first woman firefighter and the first black firefighter in the United States. In fact, there wouldn't be another woman fighting fires in New York for 164 years. And by then, of course, they didn't have to move the fire engines by hand. You can learn more about Molly Williams, firefighter, at coolweirdawesome.com. And coming up, we'll bring you another bit of East Coast history, though this is a very different kind. That's after this.
Make Cool, Weird, Awesome even cooler with your voice.
What's your favorite weird world record?
The strangest statue you've ever seen?
The fun fact that nobody knows but everybody should?
Send us a voice message on the Anchor app.
Or try a voice tweet.
Or call our listener line at 603-717-4653.
That's 603-717-4653.
Make sure to include your name and where you're from.
And you might hear yourself on the show.
Welcome back. Today in 1776, Rhode Island declared independence. Yeah, that was 2 months before the rest of the original United States. If you're in the capital city of Rhode Island, Providence, you may find, among other attractions, something called the Big Blue Bug. It's a 58-foot-long, 9-foot-tall fiberglass termite. I'm Brady. Like I said, a big blue bug. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.